Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, here's a, you keep this in mind. It's disturbing. It's not going to amount to anything, I do not think, because Trump will not get in as president. But he's convened an inner circle again with a lot of the criminals and weirdos that he had in his last administration. And they are compiling lists of thousands of government employees that he will fire if he wins in 2024, in defense and intelligence in particular, and replace them with people who are loyal to Trump. And I think, because this has happened before, loyal to Vladimir Putin. What do I mean by this? Well, you know, there is civil service, but then there are also people who are removed from civil service or exempt from civil service. Now, obviously, the cabinet and any position that requires confirmation by the Senate is not covered by civil service. And if Trump ever got in, God forbid, he would put up the same criminal cabinet that he had before, that kind of folk and their deputies. But there are thousands of employees in the government, many in defense and intelligence, but not all of them. Some with the Federal Trade Commission, some with in everything. They are going through these lists, and many of them are not covered by civil service. Many of them are subject to executive order, and this was Trump's innovation when he was in. And they're going to flat out fire him, and they're going to replace him with people who are loyal to Trump. That is absolutely devastating to this country if that happens. You know, he was going to put in this Jeffrey Clark as Attorney General, who was going to send letters to people who said to the legislatures to say there was fraud, you should pick the electors in the legislature. That would cause a controversy. There'd be lawsuits, but it'd take time to sort it out. Supreme Court's Republican. Trump would have stayed in office after January 20th, even though Biden won the election. So it's that kind of person that he would salt through the whole government. There are people who are loyal to Putin. There are people who do not care if Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Hungary, Bulgaria, Croatia, Slovakia, Slovenia, the Czech Republic stay free or not. They don't care. There are a lot of people on the extreme right of the Republican Party who like Vladimir Putin, who want authoritarianism. They will be sprinkled throughout our Defense Department and our intelligence agencies. Trump will get to control who's in the CIA. Trump cannot be trusted for secret information because he told it to the Russians. Israeli intelligence had an operative who had penetrated the inner circles of Al-Qaeda. Obviously, he was somebody who spoke Arabic perfectly, looked Arabic, and maybe he was part Arab. They had come up with a new way of blowing up airplanes, which involved liquids. And you may remember there was, now you can't get on an airplane without more than like 3 ounces of liquid. Back then, people didn't understand that. The Israelis informed us, it was top secret, and sadly, somehow the CIA informed Trump. Trump told the Russians. Now, when Trump told the Russians, they then knew that we'd penetrated Al-Qaeda's inner circle, and the Israelis had to yank the guy out so he wouldn't be tortured and killed. Trump cannot be trusted with secret information. And he cannot be permitted to get back in office and salt our government with Putin loyalists and Trump loyalists. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're first. What's in your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Hi, good morning, Matt. Bottom of the hour, I'll make it quick. But could you imagine Josh Hawley on the Titanic? He would have been running over women and children to get the lifeboat. He was just that.
Right.
I like the Republican Party. People forget that Russia helped Trump get into the White House in the first place. They hacked into the social media and So Trump can't get back in there again. It's just, right.
He'd betray the country.
Heaven forbid if we get... Yeah, well, heaven forbid if somebody smarter than Trump gets back in there, because they could take this democracy over. But I guess Garland's got to get off the dime here, because we got to stop this guy, period. So thanks, Matt.
Very good comments, Paul. As always, thank you. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. See, I've got a different approach lately that I've been kind of studying what's all going on. You know, we couldn't have a better situation to get rid of Trump if we ask for a miracle, which is this is going to be a miracle. But here's what's going on. It isn't the left attacking Trump. It's the right attacking Trump. Remember, the investigation is run by Republicans. Right. Republicans are testifying against him in record numbers. He's already lost a huge percentage of Republicans because of this. I know some very left-leaning people who said, you know, if Adam and Liz run for president, I'd vote for them because it would crush Trump forever. Here's just a thought to keep in the back of your head. If we, and I'm going to today call Adam Kissinger's office and Liz Cheney and say we just respect them for their patriotism and protecting our country. I'm not saying even about voting for them. But remember, the Republican Party now is eating their young. They're self-destructing. We're not doing it. It's not the left. No, it's all the right. And they're having this huge civil war in their party. We got to keep on top of it and kind of remember how this is going, because it isn't them against us. It's them against them. They're selves. They're after each other. So I think I'm kind of sending a message on Monday of hope, and I really believe things are ticking in our direction, and we are going to come out winning on this. So that's my thought of the day. Have a great day, Matt.
You know, that's an outstanding thought, and, you know, I concur. I would rather, I'm hoping, there is some indication, by the way, Liz Cheney, you know, is going to have a primary in a couple of weeks. She'll lose it, you know, in Wyoming. Wyoming was a Trump state. Trump beat Biden by more than 40 points. It was his biggest margin. And so she, all the polls show she's going to lose. She knows she's going to lose, but she's going to lose with honor and dignity. And she's already setting up plans to run in 24. And the only question is, will she run as a Republican or as an independent? But either way, I strongly encourage her to do that. I think very highly of her. I think highly of her integrity. And the same with Adam Kinzinger. He's a veteran. I think he's a colonel in the Air Force Reserve. Good man. And she is, too. And if they ran, it would be a ticket of integrity in the Republican Party. And I think we're going to hit this a little more after the break. But the Republican Party, if it's going to save itself, has to start nominating or at least considering people like Liz and Adam. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Off to my right, I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left, right, a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me.